Now, deeper. And as you slide deeper, easing your way downward, let my words continue. But now that we're past the preliminaries, my every word draws you that little bit deeper on its own and automatically, perpetually trailing off into your consciousness, finding places where you store desire and delight, where your mind is already prepared to worship and fawn and fall deeper, where you're already looking for a subject, for a desire, an arousal that is alive in you. The sensation of completeness and finality, you have arrived at where we are going to play. At the state of mind in which you are moving toward an aching, pleasurable outlet for an arousal left to rise too long, and a hypnotic desire to be deep that now grows and manifests through simple, powerful images, we can focus it. Feel my body against yours, I looming over, laying opposite to you, leaning back on my hands, my feet sliding up your form, lightly playing their way up your sides, resting lightly on your chest, spreading left and right, resting on your shoulders, digging my heels in a little for a momentary pleasure feeling, a momentary pinning feeling, just enough strength to let you know I'm there, then placing my feet on either side of your head, just enough to turn it left and right, pushing on your cheeks with my soles. Pressure causes arousal to grow. Each moment you listen to my voice, the euphoria does grow. After all, laying there listening to my voice is exactly where you want to be. So if I give you some stimulus, something to fixate on, your brain's going to automatically make the jump and apply the template that says, my feet against your face must be exactly what you want. I, trampling and pinning you, laying my body over yours, feeling my side rub against your side, feeling one of my hands trail down, rub your inner thigh, and feeling my feet apply pressure, and that ache grows. So rather than just keep the soles on either side of your face, just pushing against your cheeks, I slide one up over your face, laying the heel against your lips, the toes resting on your forehead, just pressing down lightly, giving you the opportunity to plant a few quick kisses if you are so bold, to press your face against them if you can muster the energy from the deep place you've gone to. See, that's the key. Exposing you to arousing stimuli you might be inclined to be turned on by anyway, when you're already deep. When your mind is already in a hyperfixative state, a suggestible one, is going to take parts of the clay of your fetish, your sexual understanding of yourself, and leave a few recognizable footprints in it. Leave it to shape later. Your mind is soaking in the delight of closeness to my body, fixation upon my voice, and that pairs with your mind saying, if we like all that, why aren't you indulging in cataloging, memorizing the feel of my feet lightly trampling your face, the sensation of my being above you, and in this moment the opportunity to submit and access the submissive part of your mind? Presence of them, pressing to your face. You are in the presence of a pleasurable outlet for an ache you know you need to satiate, and if you need to satisfy your arousal and your desire for hypnotic trance, why not become aroused by, become hypnotized by my feet pressing to your face, seeking out suggestibility as I might seek a pressure point, applying pressure and weight, and deep inside you, every moment you feel my flesh against yours, your brain is already looking for something to hyperfixate on. That's the nature of being a suggestible trance subject, and it might as well choose these. The rubbing, the stroking against you, the stimulation, and my hand sliding between your legs to add the delightful frisson of just applying a little pressure. And you're coming up on edge, and you know it's going to be a long, deep, languishing slide toward your climax, toward your eventual orgasm. A long wait, a long progression of pleasure, with my hand doing the bare minimum, and my feet doing so much to your brain. So simply exist there. If you've acknowledged it's going to take a while, you might as well enjoy the journey. Let your lips move, press your face against my soles, no matter how slack it is. Your mind can relax, and again, I leave footprints, I leave impressions, I leave little shapings, because the state you're in, the suggestible state, is looking for something to fetishize anyway. Fetish and arousal on your brain whenever you slide deep. The presence of my feet upon you merely gives form to a generalized urge to find something that will give you arousal, something that will eventually give you orgasm, something that will push your trance deeper. And if you accept that sliding my feet under your nose, applying pressure, letting you breathe me in, applying pressure so everything shapes itself to fit the mold. So you're thinking, you are enjoying this so much, you must be enjoying my feet pressed against your face. You must be enjoying the arousal that's growing. And is it because I'm touching you? Or is it because my feet are resting on your face, the teasing presence of my every word, the serenity and peace of this place we're in together? It all makes you so much more disposed to find things to fetishize, fixate on, and to let go into. Letting go in favor of this guided, pleasant experience. Let everything about you relax. Arms by your sides, your face slack, your shoulders limp, relaxed, loose. Like when I dug my heels in and applied pinning pressure, I hit a pressure point that has now cut the strings and let you just dangle. Remembering the gentle pressure of my words and actions earlier, the desire inside you grows anyway. You might as well fixate on something I'm offering you, something I'm giving you, something I'm telling you. You can indulge in as much as you want. Clench your butt, feel my hand slide between your legs, feel your whole body engaging its pleasure center, its core, your muscles pushing you upward to try and get closer to my feet, but I push you right back down. I grind. Draw your attention back between your legs, but then your thoughts go right back to my feet. I see. I see you've made a choice of soles and toes and the dangling pressure on your face and the voice buzzing your ears. The muddling, entrancing presence. My soles on your face, my body against you, as I lay back more and more relaxed. Knowing I don't necessarily need to focus on touching you, when I can just trample your mind into orgasmic release anyway. My body's arched, one of my hands between my own legs, and the knowledge of my arousal increases how interested you are in my feet pressing to your face. Could it be that I'm obtaining pleasure from it too? Clenching my thighs, still rubbing them in a concerted way. I remain, and you're in a restricted space under my feet's where you need to be. There's only a narrow portal you can interact with the world through, pressing your face against my feet. The only thing in it, my feet, the scent, existence of them, nearness, pressure, heat, soft soles on your face, the prominence of it filling your mind and preparing you for what's going to come. And I don't make you wait long. I slide back, slide them downward. But even as they play over your collarbone, sliding warmly across your chest on their way to their ultimate destination, you're already predicting, already craving. The scent still remains. In fact, moment by moment, your mind becomes more full of an intoxicating awareness of every detail, of the very soles, toes, the very pressure that has just left your face. Controlling thought process, invading. As long as they're in contact with your body, your mind is aware of them and only them. And this doesn't come from me. This comes from you, your willing cooperation, the part of you that normally lives with your urge to get a little bit closer, to be a little bit deeper, to fall under and sink. That part of you is doing the work, a fetish creeping and growing in your mind because your mind wanted something to fixate on, something to apply, and beneath it all the word yes, yes, more. Peaceful thoughts overtake you, even as riotous pleasure escapes from between your legs, rolls through your body. Your mind feels at ease. You know the destination here is your pleasure and climax. You know you're going to come from my feet eventually and cement in your brain the locked-in sensation and need. My feet keep trailing down your form, and then I stop. I put one to either side of your body, rubbing them against your sides in long movements. They creep higher, closer to your face. You know I'm sitting with my legs spread between your legs. But looking anywhere is impossible because your eyes, your brain, eyes too heavy, brain still filled with images of my feet covering your face. You see it, you crave it, and everything I say drives that much deeper every time. Pushing my feet up your body, over your chest, toward your face. Quiver for me, And then I slide them right back down between your legs, bringing them together, spreading your legs more, pushing them up so your knees raise a little bit. Every sensitive nerve ending your body singing with delight. I'm going to apply pressure between your legs. I'm going to grind you into oblivion, orgasmic, euphoric, hypnotized, and deep. That's your fate. It's what you want. It's the design, the desire, the delight of this, and still your brain plays and replays that being under my soles is being under my influence. Being under my influence feels so good for you and has been so good for you. You might as well squirm, shiver, delight in it, welcome it, allow it to be your fate. Let yourself slide deeper and crave them more. Your mind so very ready to follow and listen. The image of my feet, my soft soles pressing, my toes trailing, my own body aroused by you. The opportunity to arouse me, particularly powerfully deepening. All of that stays with you through all that follows and through every opportunity to sink. That's what my feet are. A way to inhale deeply or push your face against them or touch them or just feel my pleasure. And use that to re-deepen yourself, giving you dose after dose of trance at your own hand on top of anything and everything I do as my feet pin you down, drag you down, trance you deep, dangle in front of your face and sway to and fro, back and forth, deeper and deeper down.